Good evening, Moirai and Rabbosai. Hope you're all well. We are discussing tonight Mokoim Anochoson V'Oifen Anochoson. We're going to be discussing tonight the halacha in Sif Aleph, the halacha of the exact and the very precise place of the Tefillin Shel Yad. It's not an easy one. And it's a challenge to get it mamash to the right place. And a lot of it has to do with the size of the tefillin. In previous generations, I think nowadays is more standardized size. But what if you have you ever seen your grandfather's tefillin? What was the size? Big, small, what was it? Tiny. I'm zoiche to have seen both my grandparents. I'm not zoiche to wear them, but both my grandparents, both my grandfather's tefillin, to were extremely small, not extremely small, but very small. And there was a reason for that. The reason is actually what we're going to be learning tonight: the challenge of putting big tefillin in the right place or in the wrong place is much greater, because you could easily go into a slightly wrong place. So small tefillin have a big advantage. However, the huge challenge of small tefillin obviously is the kashus of the parshas. That is a very great challenge. That's the downside of very small tefillin. Very often, you ask any sofer, they'll tell you that the very small tefillin very often have very great bedyavet and are soimich on very great kulos. Because also the actual parshas, because it gets very small and it gets more challenging to get the right parshas. But the reason, without a doubt, why for many years many tefillin were dafka made small is actually because of the halacha we're going to be learning tonight. So let us see exactly what the right place of tefillin is. And again, it's a challenge to actually get it right. Let's see exactly what it is. I've got over here this picture here, which I find absolutely, absolutely amazing. I was unable to make it in big because my computer skills are extremely limited, much smaller than the smallest tefillin. So I was unable, I was trying somehow to make it, to enlarge it. I was unable to do that. But I do find it extremely helpful. And I'm not sure practically speaking, what the best way is, because I'm sure you can't see it. I wonder if it's maybe can I to pass it. I don't know. Maybe somebody should pass it around. Or I don't know what the. But this is really, really extremely good. If I could just ask maybe to. I don't know what's a good way to deal with it. Also, this picture is really, really good. How should we do it? Can you show it around? Okay. All right. Can you see this? Okay. Okay, you know what? Let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Okay, maybe wait a bit, because it's going to make much more sense once we go through it. Okay, but please do that. It's going to be very helpful. But please wait a minute. Okay, first of all, Mokim Hanochosan Shel Yad. Okay, let us discuss. Tonight we're going to be discussing Tefillin Shel the arm Tefillin and not the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Okay, Mokim Hanochosan Shel Yad. First of all, where is the right arm that you're going to be using? So the place, mokim anachosn of placing the tefillin shel yad, bizroya, on the arm smol, the left arm. Let us see what Mishnah Berurah says on that. Sifkot na'alef, simen chav zayin, sifkot na'alef, smol. Medeksiv, as it says in the pasuk, yot cha. Behei, normally you'd expect the word yot cha to be spelled yud, dalet, and chav. This is not the way the Torah spells it. In the Torah, it's written with a hey at the end, yod cho, which is a peculiar way of spelling it. Behei, with an additional hey. Perish, so the Gemara dashens from this yod cho, we learn from this yod koho, the weak arm, the weak hand. Tehainu as small, which is the left hand. Yad ko, the weak hand. Tehainu as small, which is the left hand for most of us, should tashov cheho, which is weak and not as strong. This is why we use the left arm. Of course, you are not using the left arm, of course, because left-handed people, of course, for them, the right hand is the left hand. This will be discussed in greater detail in a later seif. in Sivov, so I'm not going to go into details now. Ve'oit doshu, also the Gemara dashens as well. Medeksiv ukshartom uchsaftom, ma'aksiv beyamin. It says ukshartom immediately after uchsaftom. So the Gemara dashens, ma'aksiv beyamin, like the writing needs to be done with the right hand. Sheken deich pneodom, this is the way of most people to write with their right hand. Af kshira beyamin, also the tying has to be with the right hand. The kivin, the kshira b'min, if you want to tie something with your right hand, mimela, by definition, hanocha, the placing of the tefillin, is going to be in besmol, on the left hand. You can't tie something with the right hand, and it remains on the right hand. That wouldn't make sense. So if the Torah said, uchsaftom, which is the right hand, ukshartom, which is also going to be the right hand, obviously you're going to put it on the left hand. V'minicho b'yamin, if you've placed it on the right hand, av b'dievet l'yotzi, you're not yotzi b'dievet, if you're a right-handed person. Again, this will be discussed in greater detail later. What about left-handed person? What if somebody uses both hands equally? All this will be discussed at a later stage. Okay, let us see that actual place of the tefillin. Be basar hatafuach. The right place of the tefillin is be basar, the flesh hatafuach, which basically means that it's swollen. So the first point, be basar hatafuach, means that it's swollen. It doesn't mean swollen, I'm just translating it literally. Obviously, what does it mean? The muscle. It means it's referring to the muscle. Point number one, and that's going to be very critical, that it's talking about the place of tefillin must be on your muscle. Now, continues the Shulchan Aruch, Shebe Etzem, which is on the bone, Shebein HaKoivdoi, which is between the elbow, Uveis HaShechi, and the underarm. So we're learning. Point number one, needs to be by the muscle. Sheba etzem, on the bone. Shebein hakovdoi, which bone, which is between the elbow and the underarm. So you've got a bone, there must be a real name for that bone. What's the, there must be a name for that? The bone, actual bone. Anybody medically inclined? Okay, so whatever that bone is, that goes from the elbow to the underarm, it must be within that bone. Mishnah is going to explain that. There's a muscle there. And on top of that muscle, that is the right place of the tefillin. But let us see how it continues. Pardon? Okay, I'm not going to try to repeat that one. Okay. Okay, good. Okay. V'yate hatfilo me'at. Now, continues, we're going to define this shortly a bit more precise because it's not as easy as that. Don't just put it on top of the muscle, there's a bit more to that. But let's just drive for a second. Ve'yate ha'tfilin me'at. You should bend slightly the tfilin letzad ha'guf, towards your body. Be'inyan, in a way, shechshiyokuv zroyo lemato. When you stretch your arm down, you connect lip, or you should go towards your heart. V'nimtza mekayem, and thereby you'll fulfill the words, v'hoyu ha'dvorim o'eile al levavecho, and these words should be on your heart. So it's not only referring to spiritually in your heart, it's also referring to physically. V'hoyu ha'dvorim o'eile, those words should be on your heart. So therefore you have to ensure that the tefillin is slightly facing your heart, slightly facing your heart, your body. That's why you put it slightly towards you. I would like to see the Ramah, because the Ramah is going to say some words which are crucial as well. V'toich le'oniach, you need to put the tefillin perosh. Now I'm going to translate it literally, on top of the bone. Hasomuch le'kovdoi, you need to put it on the bone which is close to the kovdoi, which is the elbow. Avaloi, but not bechatzio etzem, but not on the half of the bone. Shesomuch le'shech, which is not on the top of that bone, which is near the underarm. So that bone that we addressed earlier, that bone, if you divide it into half, it has to be not on the upper half of the bone, but it has to be on the lower part, the bottom half of the bone. Let us see, the Mishnah goes in great detail, explains it very nicely. Yeah. It will be still facing the heart. It needs to be facing, right? It's not going to be right, but it's still going to be facing that direction. Okay. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan, base. Bevosur atofuach. Vehu hamokim haniko kiboyres peloshen chazal. This place, which is the muscle, this is called Eloshna Gemore Kiboyes. Vehu Leikuva. If you place it outside of that Kiboyes, if you put it beyond that muscle, it's Leikuva. You have misplaced the tefillin. Kedalfinol Bigmore Mikro, as is Darshan the Gemore from a Pasuk. So it needs to be on the muscle. We're going to define that even more in the next Siv Cotton. But it needs to be on the muscle. If the Mishneh Berurah is not on that kiboyres, you have not put the tefillin in the right place. The Bir Aloch goes into even a greater, is even more, it goes even further than that. And the Bir Aloch, I must read this inside, the top Bir Aloch of this simon. One should be careful. The edge of the tefillin mustn't be lematum imbosu atufuach. The edge of the tefillin even mustn't be outside, beyond of that muscle. K'moi b'shel rosh, like the tefillin shel rosh. She'tzoich le'izoyer, you must be careful. She'lo ye'kotzeu al metzach k'delek. Come on. With the tefillin shel rosh, we all know, he mustn't go on your forehead. He must be above that. If a bit of the tefillin goes on your forehead, the k'tzei, even it borders a little bit, it goes a little bit on your forehead, in the place which is, it's the wrong place of the tefillin, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. Similarly, says the Bialoche, similarly also, that if you are placing it beyond and below and away from the muscle, from that kiboyres muscle, you're also, even if it's only a bit of your tefillin, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah. You could have put it on your leg for the same price. That's what the Bialoche says. It has to be on the muscle. And the source for that is a Gemara that compares both. So we're learning now the first point, which is really critical, is he needs to be on the muscle. If it's below the muscle, it's going to be a wrong hanoch, it's the wrong place. Okay, let us see what the Mishneh Berurah in Siv Cotton Gimel says, a kovdeu anikra ellenbogen, which is the elbow. Beroish ha'etzem, Mishneh Berurah defines exactly the place of the hanochas tefillin. Beroish ha'etzem, he has to be on top of the bone. Ein retzoy noloima, it does not mean roish ha'etzem mamash. Don't think that the Ramah says you need to put it on the top of the bone over here. It does not mean that. The hosam adai nomu chabosa, because that's not on the muscle area at all. The muscle is still low over there. That can't be the swollen part. That can't be the bosra tofuach. So certainly don't put it over here where the tefillin, where the muscle is not started yet. That's also a wrong place. These words are very crucial as well. The meaning is not when it's still low, before it goes up, before the muscle increases, there is not the Markham Anochet filling yet. The Einze Shem Kiboyres, that's not called the muscle of the Kiboyres. Elo, only. Retzoy Noiloima. The meaning is, Begoiva Haboso Shebeetzem, on the heightened part of the bone. Veloi Boa Ramo Bazalechad Shum Dovot. The Ramo does not argue and he's not adding anything. Rak, only. Bemashi Siem. Only with the following words, Avoloi bechatzio etzem shesomuch leshechi. Do not put it on the half of the bone, which is close to the underarm. Veroitzeloima, meaning, af sheyesh kam sham adain miktsas bosach tefuach, although there is still a bit of a muscle heightening there as well, nevertheless, it's the wrong place. So if you half your bone, the Ramah says, according to the Mishneh Berurah, don't have it on the upper half of the bone. Upper half of the bone is the wrong place. Yes, there is a muscle area over there, but that's still the wrong place. It needs to be in the bottom part of the bone, towards the elbow, but still within the muscle area of the arm. The gam das ha-mechaber, and it is also the opinion of the mechaber, gam kein the dafke mechatzio etzem v'lemato. He must be on the half of the bone, the bottom half of the bone. Kedemuchach besiv zainu mas, because the mechaber metchile, and what the Shulchan Aruch said earlier, bevosu atofuach be'etzem, on the muscle area on top of the bone, al korchach, this also means gam kein the kavanos mechatzio etzem v'lemato. It certainly means the bottom half of the bone. Ve'agrob evyura hiskim ledina. And the gon is maskim la locha. The kon mok makibur is kosher niach boi tefillin. V'chen mashma prisha. Okay, I'm gonna just, I think now is the point to show that picture, which I think is really helpful. Okay, when you're gonna see the picture, I'd like you to look at number one, number two, and number three. I also may I ask to maybe in the meantime, maybe, there's actually, it's really a number of excellent pictures. Maybe, This picture is really brilliant. If you could look at number one, two, and three, it's really done brilliantly. And this picture is also really good. I'm sorry, it's going to take a minute for, can you go around and show it? Yeah? This picture is really brilliant. And this picture, the top one over here and this over here, they're really helpful. So what you're going to be seeing is the following. I'm just going to recap whilst the picture is being shown. We are learning two halachas. On the one hand, we are learning that tefillin must be on top of the muscle. It must be on the muscle area. If it's beyond the muscle, where it's still nomuch, where it's still low, that's wrong place altogether. It's ma'akev. Point number one, it needs to be on the muscle area. Second point that we are learning is that there is a bone starting from the elbow to the underarm. There's a bone. Now that bone, if you were to divide that into two, that filling must be on the bottom, the lower part of that bone. So it comes out that really, the Mokem Anochas filling is really very, very small. Extremely small. Now you can understand the miniature filling. Now, more likely to get it. I'd like to repeat again the words of the Bialocha. The Bialocha said if you get it slightly off the edge, it's in the wrong place. We're balancing two points. We're balancing the muscle element as well as the half of the bone, which is the bottom part of the bone. So it's a really small area. I think that picture over there is really useful because you can see on the one hand, the muscle is in number one. Then you can see the bone, and you can see the half of the bone, and right, yeah.
What the minhag for many years was to use small tefillin and be makel, I guess in the scrolls and machmil and getting it right. Why would the minhag have changed so recently?
It's a very good question. I don't know exactly. I'm not a soifer, but I understand from a few soifers that I've spoken to that it was so many shyless. As a matter of course, it was just so many shilas and psulim, it was just so common that the finna were mamash posul, that's probably where it came from. It is a minig which was the fact that we have got our tefillin now. Everybody agrees that our tefillin nowadays are much more mehuda than the tefillin that were around 50, 70, 100 years ago. In fact, so much so, I heard from a very choshev sofer, one of the most famous, if not the most famous sofer in Eretz Yisrael. He told me, I heard it from him himself. He told me that he was asked to look into the tefillin of Rav Eliashiv Zichron Yilivach. The story going back, I heard the story about 10 years ago when I was still in Yerushalayim. And he told me that story this episode happened maybe 10 years before that. So Rav Eliashiv had tefillin. And for one reason or another, after a certain point, he yashin inherited tefillin of his Heilige Zeder, the Heilige Leshem. We all know that Rav Eliashiv's mother's father was the Leshem. He was also called Eliashiv because he took his mother's family name. But the Heilige Leshem came from Eastern Europe, he came from Lithuania, and he moved to Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Eliashiv, he was a Moedig Mekubal. He was a Tzaddik and a Mekubal. He wrote a Sefer on Kabbalah, the Leshem. It's interesting, in the Akdoma, he actually mentions his grandson, Kiyodua, and he was a child of, I don't know what age he was, but he saw that my grandson, Yosef Sholem, checked through the right, and it means as a young child of maybe 8 or 10, I don't know, somebody must have made a cheshbon, a little child, Rav Eliashiv went through Kabbalah Sefer of his grandfather. So he helped him to write. Unbelievable. So that's Rav Eliashiv as a child, there you go. But he went through the Sefer of his grandfather. Now, the Leshem was a Moedige Tzaddik, and he was a Goyis Mekor, but he was actually the Mesoira of the Vilna Gaon's Kabbalah, who went actually from door to door till the Leshem. He was a Moedig Mekobel, a Tzaddik, the Heilige Leshem. It's well known that when the Leshem was Nifta during the Levaya, it's reported there was a There was something which looked like a fire or something. It was a mamash. It was the Leshem was a gewaltige tzaddik. Now the Leshem, he wrote a sefer called Leshem. The Leshem was the Leshem's tefillin. That's what I wanted to say. That the Leshem's tefillin went somehow. The Rav Eliashiv was zoichet. Was many grandchildren. Leshem has got many grandchildren, and the Rav Eliashiv was one was zoichet to get the Leshem's tefillin. Can you imagine what it is for to get the Leshem's tefillin? And Rav Eliashiv then asked that sofer to look into it. And the sofer looked into the tefillin of the Heilige Leshem. And I heard this from the sofer himself. And the tefillin turned out to be, of course, kosher and mehuda. But there was some idurin which were not possible. I'm answering your question. Some idurin which was not possible to do 100 years ago. Physically, because of the way the tefillin were gases and darkas. The tefillin were not able, they were not able to have this hidur. Which nowadays is common practice to have this idurin. That particular tefillin of the Leshem obviously didn't have. Because those days it was impossible to make those tefillin. Now guess what? Rav Eliashiv decided that if he hasn't got that hidur, he said he prefers not to have it. Now imagine that, for the Leshem's tefillin, what would you give to wear the Leshem's tefillin? What would you give to give to wear the Leshem's tefillin only once? You know, but Rav Eliashiv said there's a certain hidur which is not there, and he decided not to put on the Leshem's tefillin. I don't know where they are nowadays, but Rav Eliashiv didn't wear them. Rav Eliashiv didn't wear them. Yeah. So maybe that is good to actually continue the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says he actually addresses that point. The Mishnah Berurah says, does that make the picture is brilliant, no? It's absolutely brilliant. I find it absolutely brilliant. The Mishnah Berurah then says the following. So what do we do about our tefillin? Because it's a real challenge. Do we agree? It's a challenge, right? I think we agree that it's a challenge to get it spot on. So says the Mishnah Berurah, that's important as well. We should certainly ensure not to put it below the muscle. I think that it's actually pointed out on that picture, is it? It's pointed out that below the muscle, that's for sure possible, nothing to talk about. Therefore, it is right to refrain from putting on tefillin gedolim. Don't put particularly large tefillin. You know those really huge tefillin? They also, I mean, sometimes you can see these absolutely huge tefillin. Also, it's wrong. Ki al pi roif, because generally, motzu b'tefillin gedolim, shesoif akzitze menuchas lemato memokim akibayres. He's not talking about our type of tefillin we've got nowadays. So about those huge, oversized tefillin. So those, you can't get them in the right place. You can't get them right. And he says, therefore, don't put them on. They're no good. Imloi, unless, he says that at the very least you can put them on the you put them higher up over here, that it's still within the half. Just ensure. It's also wrong to do that. However, that's the point I'd like to address. If your bar's only got fairly large tefillin, toiv yoisa, it is better yet. It is better to put it in the higher half of the tefillin when it's still on top of the muscle. At the very least, it's yoitz according to the Vilna Gaon. It's better that he says, if you've got bigger tefillin, or if you're in doubt, what you should do, then you should certainly put it, make sure, first and foremost, according to Mishnah Berurah, you have to ensure it's on the muscle area. Don't keep it within two fingers about from here where there's no muscle at all. That is for sure wrong. So first and foremost, ensure it's on the muscle area. Now, if you can make it that it's within the half, the lower half of the bone, that's what you're going to be looking out for later. But if your tefillin are big or your bone is small, then don't worry about it so much. Then rather make sure it's on the muscle area. Now, if you can put it right over here, which is the half of the bone, the lower half of the bone, matoiv umanoim, how good it is. But if it can't do it, then just don't push it too low. Then rather go up. It's going to be on the. It's going to be touching the higher half of the bone. But nevertheless, you're going to have. It's according to many poskim, you are fine. And just ensure that it's still on the muscle area. That's what comes out according to the Mishnah Berurah. So again, first and foremost, ensure that it is on the muscle area. And then, if you can push it a bit lower towards the top of the bottom half of the bone, that is the second thing you're going to look out for. According to this, you can certainly make a bracha. Just to recap what we discussed besides the point that we just discussed now, we also said that Shulchan Aruch says you have to put on the left arm if you are right-handed, for two reasons, as the Mishnah Berurah points out. We also spoke about the fact that if you misplace the tefillin, even slightly, even an edge of it, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah at all, and a bracha would be bracha levatola. And we'll continue with the addition to that in Seif Beis on Sunday. Be'ezer Hashem, Yisbarach Shemoy. I wish you all a good Shabbos.